Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Chav Zayin, the 27th chapter in the book of Mishlei. This is a perek which contains 27 psukim and therefore basic sections. Although, again, when it comes to Mishlei, it's harder to know that there's one specific narrative because a lot of the ideas can stand independently even though they do form part of a larger theme. The first 7 psukim out of Zayin are Mishalim is about transparency and authenticity. It's talking about knowing the real truth, about compliments, about negative comments which are made, who makes them, and how they relate to the reality that they are reflecting. Psukim Zayin to Yod are Mishalim about relationships. It talks about friends, brothers, knowing your place. Mishalim in 11-22, Yod Aleph to Chof Beis, are Mishalim about guiding one's children. Again, many of these ideas can stand alone, but they're given in the context of Chakem Bini, or Chakam Bini, V'samach Libi, V'ashiva Chorfi Davar. I'm going to tell you the right way to do things, and therefore a lot of that falls into that bucket. And finally, the last and fourth section of this perek is Chav Gimel to Chav Zayin, 23-27, about Mishalim, about shepherds. This is a very unique and specific section where it talks about the way that a shepherd looks after his flocks. We're going to take a look at a few psukim inside. Of course, this is an invitation to look at many more because there's so much. This perek is replete with ideas. But we're going to start looking at a few of them. Pasuk Yud. The pasuk reads as follows. Re'acha v're'a avicha. Your friend and your friend of your father. Al tazuv. Don't abandon them. U'beis achicha al tovoi b'yomedecha. And do not enter your brother's house at a time of misfortune. Tov shachein karov me'ach rochaik. Better is a good or close neighbor than a brother who is distant. What does this mean exactly? So Malbim points out that in general, in life, there is a natural inbuilt love that exists between siblings. And that is, if there were no events or corruptions of that feeling, we have a natural proclivity to love our siblings. However, that's if it's worked on. But what can happen is that people can grow distant. They can ignore that natural feeling within inside of themselves. And they can end up having very complicated relationships with those in their own family. And the Malbim points out that real relationships are built through shared experiences. And therefore, if you have siblings who no longer share experiences, in fact, not only don't share experiences, but they share resentments of inheritance, of favoritism, over past events that were not resolved, then ultimately a brother, the blood can ultimately, in the end of the day, become more complex than a relationship with those who do share one's experiences, one's neighbors, one's community, one's best friends, who really were there for them through thick and thin, not just the big moments in life. And that's what the Malbim is saying over here is at the stake in this pasuk. Rashi, in fact, gives us a historical example where he says that this Ach Rachoik, this far brother, refers to Esav and Yishmael. Yes, they're our family, but ironically, when we are leaving in Golus Bavel, when we are going to the Babylonian exile, Edom and Yishmael were not there to help us. In fact, they gave us, as the Medrash tells us, they came out with salty foods, and then they had these flasks which were purportedly full with liquid, and they were just full of air, so that when Bnei Yisrael had them, when they had the salty food and really desperately needed water, and then they had this air into them, they actually died when they tried to open it up. This is what it means to have a distant brother. And today, it's not so different, unfortunately. It's the Yishmaelim and the Edomites who are, ironically, our brothers and perhaps our greatest adversaries. So this is something which is to be reflected in this pasuk, in what builds relationships, what creates relationships. There's no such thing as a relationship which is there by default. Everything requires working, even the natural relationship of blood. We move on to pasuk Yud Tes. The pasuk is a very famous pasuk. Kamayim haponim laponim. As water is face to face, Kain lev ha'odom la'odom, so too is the heart of a man to a man. The obvious image which has been described over here is when you look into the river, you look into water, you see a reflection of yourself. When you see a reflection of yourself, that's how you project your image, you project your emotions, your heart, and that's how you come into a relationship. Between every two people exists a sacred space, and if you bring into that area negativity, baggage, heaviness, then the other person is going to sense that without you even saying anything. They're going to sense your mood. How are you doing? I'm just barely surviving. Well, what you've done is you've already created in that conversation. If there's animosity, if there's resentment, when you walk into the room, even the way you walk, your energy is speaking louder than necessarily the words you will say. That emotion will be reflected in the other person. Some people only live a life where they are measuring. They're always measuring the temperature of the water of the relationship, but they're not inputting into the relationship. And they say, I don't understand why I don't have friends. I don't understand why people are nice to me. But the problem is that all they're doing is they're measuring the temperature of the water, but the temperature of the water depends on you. What are you doing to change that temperature? There's another explanation over here, which was I heard originally was attributed to the Vilna Gaon, but it does not appear on his regular Pirush on Mishlei. I was not able to find it there, but I heard it originally in the name of the Vilna Gaon. A really, really powerful idea. And that is that when you face a person, a real-life person, what happens is there's a switch. Your right shoulder is facing their left shoulder, and your left shoulder is facing their right shoulder. And what that indicates is symbolically, is that when you relate to other people, what you do is you often take your strengths, we'll call metaphoric right, and you compare them to the other person's weaknesses, and you take your weaknesses and you compare it to their strengths. What does that mean? You know that person's not so good in the social setting, very brilliant mind, but not very good socially. So you say, I don't understand, why can't they just have social grace? I don't understand why they're so, you know, lacking adeptness at this. Why can't they just go say hi to people? What you're doing is you're taking one of your strengths and you're projecting against their weakness, their left shoulder. It happens to be that they're much more thoughtful. They have much more deep ideas to talk about. And you're not so good at that. You say, that's not so important. You know, they're not so don't have such social grace. Though they have depth. Depth is not an important thing. It's more important. What you do is you undermine what they are good at, their right hand shoulder, because you're actually not good at, because it's facing your left shoulder, so to speak. The Vilna Gaon says, how do we what's the resolution? Kamayim haponim laponim. That when you look at the water, the ironic thing is when you look at a reflection of yourself, your right shoulder is facing your right shoulder and your left shoulder is facing your left shoulder. Which means, you want to do a real analysis of another person, compare their strengths to your strengths, compare their weaknesses to your weakness. Be honest. Be honest and understand that every weakness has a challenge and every challenge has every strength has a challenge and every challenge has a strength. And look at it that way, look at the person in a fuller and more honest context. That's what's being said over here. We can move to Psukim Chof Alef to Chof Beis, very strange Psukim. Mitzarev lakesef ukur lazahav, for the silver, the crucible, for the gold, the furnace, v'ish lefil mahalaloi, man is tested by his praise. Im tichtoi shesa ovil, b'machtesh b'soich harifus ba'ali, lo yistosur me'alov ivaltoi. If you pound the fool in the mortar with a pestle along with the grain, his folly will not leave him. What's going on over here? So the Malbim explains that generally speaking in life, suffering is a crucible for recalibration. You know, the way the Vilna Gaon says there's three different times that a person can experience difficulty for the wrongdoing, at the time they do it, at the time when they're brought to judgment and based on it, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends natural suffering in a person's life to reprimand a person. Whichever stage of it's at, a person can experience difficulty, pain, suffering, financial suffering, personal suffering, health suffering, and God forbid, all these terrible things that can happen. And a person is willing to learn from this, they can be a crucible for growth. That's the Mitzarev Kalakesev Akur La'Zahav. The silver, the gold will be purified, it'll lose its sigim, the dross within it, if the person is willing to take those experiences and learn something from them. As the Yaakov said to the angel, when the angel's fighting with him at night, Lo yashlechacha ki im berachtani, I'm not going to let go of my suffering, the fact that you hurt me, until I find the bracha in you, until I find the bracha in this fight that I had late at night in Parshas Vayishlach. But ironically, when you talk about a person who's an evil, who's a fool, again, even if you pound them with the mortar, meaning to say, even if they get this terrible reprimanding, it's not going to change. You're not going to remove the folly from them. And the reason is, as the Malbim points out, is this person was not acting because of a lack of intelligence. It wasn't as if they were missing the point. You know, you say, you know, all you need to do is go on diet. All you need to do is stop smoking 3 packs a day. You know, it's going to be better for your health. Oh, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that if I stopped eating, I'd look better. I didn't know if I stopped smoking. It wasn't an intellectual lacking. That wasn't what was missing here. Because it's ultimately an emotional decision, and it's much harder to change emotions. Therefore, even difficult situations in life, like if a person is pounded with the mortar, so to speak, as the image is over here, it's not going to change them. It's not going to change it because this was not an intellectual decision. It's a decision of passion, energy, and emotion. And that takes a lot more to be able to change. The lesson we should be learning is that anything which we do, which we don't ask for, but it does happen in our lives. Let it be the crucible of growth to purify our silver, to purify our gold. Finally, we're going to look at one last pasuk, and that's in the shepherd section. The first pasuk there is pasuk Chof Gimel, reads, Yodoy Teida Panei Tzonecha, Shisli B'chol Adorim. Know well the looks of your flock and pay attention to your herds. Why do we need to know this? What is this whole shepherd section about in the first place? The Al-Sheikh says is that this is a bid to leave the urban areas and go back to the country and spend a little more time with God. Spend a lot less time rushing, traffic, devices. Spend a little bit of time with God. Spend time with the flocks like David HaMelech, like Avraham, like all the patriarchs. Spend a little bit of time with the sheep. You'll learn a great connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's being said over here. The Malbim says, no, what's referred to over here is that you need to take charge of the important things in life. If your flock are important to you, then spend time with them. Don't delegate it to other people and assume that everything will be alright. Make sure you're involved yourself. Third and last explanation with this we close today, and that's the Me'ar Shilach. The Ishbitz, the Rebbe, says a very, very beautiful insight. And that is that a sheep is the ultimate animal, which is a follower. It's not a leader. It goes wherever the dog is leading it, the shepherd is leading it. And you got to know your flocks. You got to know in your life the things that you naturally have a bias towards, the things that you naturally will want to do. And be careful of those things. If you always will be a person who always snacks, be careful where your tzon, where your following characteristic goes. If you're the kind of person in life who always likes to stay up late at night and is not good for you in the morning, make sure you understand where your tzon is, where your flocks are, in order to be able to rectify it, to be able to change it. Again, these are four psukim we took a look at. There's many, many more, but it's an invitation to spend more time in this incredible parak. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.